Greetings. I'm Dominique Prognoskis, and I'm glad to have you back at Sleep Tight Magic Academy. Did you gather any new potion ingredients today? I can't wait to see all the things you'll create as your collection grows. This evening, you're in for a treat because you'll be learning one of our most requested skills, levitation. Levitation is also known by simpler names, like floating or hovering. It's similar to flying, but it's not as high nor as fast. Truth be told, levitation may not seem all that practical, but it is quite fun nonetheless, and surprisingly relaxing. At the very least, it makes a marvelous party trick to impress your friends. And speaking of friends, let's welcome Fog Waters and Teeny back to tell you all about levitation.
Salutations, my prodigious prestidigitators. After all these years, I still get a bit tickled when I think of how it feels to levitate. Soothing yet invigorating. There's nothing else quite like it. What's the big deal? What's levitation? Floating in the air without a foot touching the ground. Well, not all of us are blessed with wings and feathers, Teeny. For us humans, it's a novelty. We know flight comes natural to you. Just let the rest of us appreciate the simple pleasures. Fine, just sit on your perch and have a snooze then. Teeny finds this all a bit boring, since owls can fly without magic. Hopefully I can make it through the rest of the lesson without any more interruptions. Let us begin. Levitation. Like invisibility, levitation is based not on the magic spark, but on magic shade. Levitation was discovered roughly 2,000 years ago by a young elf named Condorsmer Barbredskiven. The elven language can be a little hard for our ears to perceive, so elves often adopt nicknames to make it easier on our human limitations. Condorsmer Barbredskiven also went by Tim. Tim had spent many years practicing the art of strengthening one's magic through slow, deep breathing, much like the breathing we use at Sleep Tight Magic Academy. One day, Tim was feeling a little sluggish, so he decided to take an afternoon nap. He climbed to the top of his favorite napping hill, and we all have a favorite napping hill, don't we? Teeny's favorite napping hill is a tree. So anyway, Tim laid down in the warm, sun-soaked grass and went to sleep. He awoke several hours later and was startled to find himself floating 8 feet off the ground. He soon discovered through experimentation that he could control his exact position in the air. Teeny points out that Tim had some help from a bird in a nearby tree, though that part of the story has never been confirmed. Well, agree to disagree. The point is, levitation is simply a matter of focusing on different parts of your breath and allowing that to guide your body up and down in the air. After some practice with Director Prognoskis, you'll be able to float in midair just as confidently as our feathered friend Hootstini. Sleep tight.
We often use phrases like drift off to sleep. Tonight, you'll quite literally get to drift through the air as you prepare for bed. Let's practice levitation. Begin by making yourself as relaxed and comfortable as you can. Lie on your back with your arms resting loosely at your sides. Before we try floating up, first let your body sink down into your bed. Feel your body growing heavier as you sink down, down, down. Now close your eyes. Turn your attention to your breath. Without changing your breath, how are you naturally breathing right now? Fast or slow? Through your mouth or your nose? Just take note without changing anything. Now let's learn to breathe for levitation. Begin to breathe through your mouth, making each breath long and deep and slow. Breathe in through your mouth, puffing your chest up like a balloon as it fills with air. Then blow out through your mouth and let your chest fall like a deflating balloon. Focus on the feeling of each breath. It will sound like this. As you suck air in, imagine rising just a few inches off your bed. As you blow out, you float gently back down again. Again, breathe in through your mouth, rising a few inches off the bed. And blow the air out, letting your body lower down and come to rest on the bed. Now you understand the basics. So let's levitate a little higher. Take another deep breath in through your mouth, rising up a few inches. This time, breathe out through your nose, gently and quietly. You'll find you're still floating a few inches off the bed. Taking another breath in through your mouth, you'll levitate higher. Now you're about a foot above the bed. Breathe gently out your nose to remain at that height. Keep breathing like that until you're floating as high as you'd like. Each deep breath in through your mouth lifts you higher. Each gentle breath out your nose keeps you there. When you're ready to float back down, reverse the breath. Blow firmly through your mouth to lower yourself down bit by bit. Breathe gently in through your nose to stay at that level. Blow out through your mouth, drifting down, down, down. Breathe gently in through your nose, staying put. Repeat this breath by breath, slowly lowering yourself back into the comfort of your bed. As this magical music grows louder, remember, it is designed to strengthen the magic you learn each night. So feel free to keep practicing your breathing as you float up and down until you drift off to sleep. May your spark glow bright as I bid you goodnight. Sleep deep and sleep tight.